This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What's up, party people? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire for Tuesday, September 21st. Kind of excited to start the pod today with a Detroit Lions victory over the Packers, but alas, Jared Goff turned into Jared Goff in the second half, and the Packers turned it on, and the route was on. Packers roll, not a huge surprise. I got to be honest, I was not overly impressed with Green Bay. Yeah, they turned it on in the second half, but what you saw in the first half was just like a team going through the motions. It's second straight game, folks. Packers are not a 13-3 team like last year. They're the class of that awful division that they're in, the North. But overall, I'm not super impressed with the Green Bay Packers. I want to thank Robert Tonyan, the lumbering tight end who won me a fantasy matchup. I'm now 2-0 in my big money league thanks to Robert Tonyan catching a big pass. That was fun. And if you follow me on the gram, I put up some props just for Monday Night Football, just for fun, or as the kids like to say, shits and giggles. And I bet on DeAndre Swift over receiving yards. You know, he used him a ton against San Fran. Green Bay likes to pressure. The linebackers aren't great. Swift, through 55 minutes, had one catch for 11 yards. So I'm like, oh, what a waste. Didn't hit the catches, didn't hit the yards. And on the final drive, all Jared Goff does is look at Swift, and he went over on yards and missed it by half for reception. So a little fun drama at the end. Packers covered. And I think that does it for week two in the NFL. A couple interesting topics bubble up here on Tuesday. I want to start, obviously quarterbacks matter the most. Sorry, we can't start with Richard Sherman rumors. I know people are way into Richard Sherman returning after. Does anybody remember what happened to Richard Sherman this summer? I think he showed up at his baby mama's house, heavily inebriated, banged down a door, police were called, it got ugly. There was reports that Sherman was not in a good place mentally and unstable, to say the least. And now he's got to get back in the league because everybody needs cornerback help, especially the Niners. But we're not starting there. I think the Carson Wentz injury looms large. Sprained both ankles on that Aaron Donald sack. Very uncharacteristic to sprain both ankles. But when the trade went down, it was quite obvious, like, this guy's injury history is rich, dating back to college. And there are some numbers baked into the deal. If he plays a certain amount of, if he starts a certain amount of games or throws a certain amount of passes, that draft pick goes up and it becomes better. Well, if he's got to sit out some time here, that's just the first injury. And that offensive line is awful. I saw a stat that he had been hit 21 times and sacked 7, among the league leaders in both. It's ugly. And they're not getting help anytime soon, folks. That offensive line is bad. Carson Wentz and the Colts look awful. They are 0-2 traveling to Nash Vegas for a date with the Tennessee Titans. I don't want to say that I would be betting on the Titans again this week after they covered for me, but against Jacob Eason, even this awful Tennessee defense could make a play or two. It's not a great game this weekend. A lot of backup quarterbacks, too. It doesn't look like Tua's going to go, so Jacoby Brissett will be the guy, unless something happens with Cam Newton here in short order. I don't know. I still think Deshaun Watson's a move, but legal implications. By the way, a lot of you did not like that take that I would call Deshaun Watson first. Yeah, I heard about it. Yeah, shocking. You guys reached out to me over social media and let me know that that was a bad take. Thank you. Always appreciate the feedback. Love it. I don't know if I should mention the Thursday night game. Can I just, it's going to be Carolina undefeated and the Houston Texans with Davis Mills, the rookie, under center. Rob G, excitement level on a 0-10 Thursday night, Davis Mills against Sam Darnold.
I'm actually very excited for that game.
What? Stop.
No, I'm serious because, you know, they just gave me an opportunity to pile on your Jets, you know. Sam Darnold was left for dead out in the gutter in the streets of New York. People were, you know, throwing things at him, leaving dollar bills in the plastic cup that he had next to him. And then lo and behold, had nothing to do with Sam Darnold. Had nothing to do with the former USC Heisman candidate quarterback. Had everything to do with that dumpster fire that is the New York Jets franchise. As soon as Sam Darnold leaves gangrene, he looks pretty good again. I mean, we had
gangrene clears up.
We had DJ Ushmanzada on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio on Monday night. Shameless plug. And he said, you know, friend of the show, of this show as well, he's expecting him to become a Pro Bowl quarterback. Maybe not this year, maybe not next year, but the next couple of years, Sam Darnold is going to be a Pro Bowler.
Where were you when I made that take in August? You can look at the schedule, Hoosh, and see that Darnold and Carolina was coming. The schedule's easy. They opened, by the way, the Carolina defense, Rob, which we talked about, opened with probably two of the easiest layups you could. Zach Wilson in his first ever game and Jameis Winston, who we know is a total mirage. And the five TDs and 148 yards passing was a mirage. Okay. And now they face Davis Mills. So two rookies in three games for Sam Darnold and the Carolina defense. I'm happy for Sam. We knew this was going to happen. He's got a better OC than the Jets in Joe Brady. He's got better weapons than the Jets. And he's got a better head coach based on what we know since Matt Rhule's done more than Robert Saleh, who's never been a head coach. So I don't want to hear this Jets slander. Do I need to remind you, Rob, that the Las Vegas Raiders started 2-0 last year? How'd that work out for you guys?
Why are you bringing up old stuff?
Yeah.
Why are you bringing up old stuff? We're trying to congratulate and shower Sam Darnold with praise because he's got nothing but negativity and mono the last 2 years.
Oh,
and so geez. Now we want to let people know, hey, Sam Darnold is legit. He can play a little bit, and all he needed was a change of scenery. And that change of scenery was literally anywhere other than the New York Jets.
Anywhere other, yeah. Who would you bet on right now if the Jets played the Giants? Both teams 0-2. Vanilla Vic, a.k.a. Danny Dimes, looks very bad. Although I have a great stat for you. I'm going to have this on Fox Sports. Vanilla Vic has more rushing yards this season than Austin Eckler, Ezekiel Elliott, Saquon Barkley, and Jonathan Taylor. I believe those four guys are all first-round picks in fantasy. Vanilla Vic, which I can't get enough of that nickname, if you couldn't tell. I said it three times in about a minute. I mean, he can run the football. Can he pass? Probably not. Falcons, Giants this week. But I honestly think you probably have to favor the Jets in a neutral site.
What?
No, I'm kidding. No, you can't. Jets aren't good enough to be favored over anybody.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Before we go off the rails, two quick stories I want to bring up, okay? And I don't want to pat myself on the back and injure my shoulder. But I told you in the offseason, Josh Allen, was last year the real Josh Allen or was it an outlier? Because the first 2 years was like, 59% completions, blah, blah, blah. Well, two games in, Josh Allen, 56% completions. This is what's scary. 5.3 yards per attempt. That's disgusting. He's taken four sacks and thrown three touchdowns. He cannot sniff the top 20 in QBR or QB rating. And Pro Football Focus, I don't think you're ready for this. Pro Football Focus has currently ranked Josh Allen as the 28th graded out quarterback in the league through 2 weeks. He is currently behind Matty Ice, Taylor Heineke, a.k.a. Matt Saracen, Jimmy G, Joe Burrow, Carson Wentz. Like, that's how bad Josh Allen has been. Guys, I'm not making this up. This is Pro Football Focus saying whether it's a clean pocket, whether it's under pressure, Josh Allen is basically vomiting all over himself in the pocket this year. And guess who comes into town this weekend? The Washington football team. And I'm telling you right now, Washington is a 9.5-point dog. That line will move toward Washington. Washington can do what Pittsburgh did. Rush four, get to the quarterback, and sit back in a zone. Now, they don't have as good of a secondary as Pittsburgh had, but their pass rush is in the same galaxy as T.J. Watt and company. And I think Washington can give them fits. Now, I don't know if Taylor Heineken can get across the finish line, but I really like Washington to keep that close. 9.5. Rob G., both of the head coaches in this matchup coached together in Carolina. Okay? They know each other well. This will be a close game. It will be a low-scoring game. I bet on the total. I think Sunday night, early Monday morning when it came out, it was at 47. I saw 46.5. I think it's going to come down even more. The last two times these coaches met, when Rivera was in Carolina and McDermott was in Buffalo, Final score 9-3. Like, I'm just telling you, this will be a low-scoring, close game. And I think we're going to start to have concerns about Josh Allen. Remember, all these guys who read about gambling and odds could not get over Josh Allen's love for MVP. This guy was, I don't know, I think a top three candidate with like Mahomes. And who was it? Mahomes, Brady, Josh Allen. I think he was ahead of Lamar Jackson for MVP. And all he's done so far is stink up the joint. Now, I don't want Bills Mafia coming after me, but let's be realistic, folks. So far through two games, Josh Allen looks like the rookie second-year Josh Allen, not the third-year stud who had Stephon Diggs. But I do think the biggest NFL story today are all these Tom Brady hot takes. As someone who spent 6 years doing a radio show, you guys know the drill. It's called Play the Hits, right? After a crappy Monday Night Football game, what are people going to talk about? They're not talking about Aaron Rodgers. I think I talked about the meme on the show. Aaron Rodgers looks like he steals catalytic converters. He's got to clean up that beard and long hair. It just is not a good look for him. And nobody's going to talk about Jared Goff, fumbles, interception, Aaron Jones catching some passes. Like, that was a boring crap game. They are going to talk about Tom Brady. And I got to give it up to Dan Shaughnessy. Has he come on this pod, by the way?
No, he has not.
He used to come on my radio show. Interesting guy. He'll say some outlandish, really incendiary shit, and he just doesn't care. He's one of these old school guys. His column, Tom Brady is better at 44 than he was at 24, and it's amazing. Now, I do want to say, when I read is better at 44 than 24, I thought it might have been about me, because I will keep it 100% with you right now. I am better now than I was in my 20s at pretty much everything, but probably not video games, because I don't play as much. But from an athletic perspective, in my early 20s, all I did was go out and drink. I was like, you know, boozing it up heavily in New York City, trying to, you know, make things happen, chasing the skirt around, as they say. Like, I was in I wasn't like super healthy. Like, honestly, I was going out Thursday, I was going out Saturday, and then I would try to go out Tuesday as well. Like, you can't be healthy going out three nights a week. I eat way healthier now than I did then. And frankly, I mean, I'm pretty sure I'm a better basketball player now than I was then. Because back then, I wasn't like playing basketball daily. I would just play, oh, we're going to play pickup. Sure, yeah, I'll go. You don't like warm up. You just go out and play. Now I'm like getting shots up daily, you know, dribbling around with my kids, rebounding, shoot, all that stuff. I think, a better human than I am now in my 40s than I was in my 20s. You're smarter. You're older. You're wiser. Like, should we really be surprised that Tom Brady is better now than he was in his 20s? People forget, Tom Brady started out as a game manager when he took over for Drew Bledsoe. For like two seasons, he was a game manager. Tom Brady really didn't make the jump. And Rob, I think you'd agree with me. He did not make the jump to superstar quarterback until he got Randy Moss, right? I'm going to read you Tom Brady's touchdown passes. 15 starts, 18 touchdowns. 16 starts, 28 TDs. 16 starts, 23. 16, 28 touchdowns. 16, 26. 16, 24. And then Randy Moss arrived. 16 starts, 50 touchdowns. 4,800 yards passing, which are just astronomical numbers. Now, that did set forth a chain of events where the league really went pass happy. Peyton Manning, of course, going to Denver, throwing 55 touchdowns. But, you know, Brady had a 5,000-yard season in 2011, 39 touchdowns. But since that 50-yard touchdown season, he never threw for 40 again until last year in Tampa, when he had a loaded, absolutely sick receiving core, good running back group, tight ends. Brady, through two games, 9 touchdowns. I'm decent at math, so he would be on pace for 72 touchdowns if this continues. Probably not going to happen. Very unlikely to happen. But I can say without a shadow of a doubt that, yeah, Tom Brady is a better quarterback now than he was in his 20s. And I mean, I guess a lot of people could possibly go that route. Maybe we'll see more guys better in their 40s than in their 20s. But you've really got to make a concentrated effort to be good. Like, Rob, I don't know about you, but I mean, I'm assuming your wife's cooking a lot. Like, when you were in your 20s, single guy, like, you were probably eating like crap. You didn't have your wife making dinner for you or you cooking for the family, right? I mean, you're just shoveling down whatever you can in your throat because you're broke ass in your 20s. I mean, honestly, guys, I was working at a newspaper in my 20s, making like, I don't know, like $25,000 a year. It was pathetic. I would go home. I'd be like, oh, I guess I'll have mac and cheese. And I would have, honestly, open a box of Kraft mac and cheese, make it, eat the box, and that was my dinner. I'm like, that's not healthy. And then the next night, I'd go out and drink. And then the day, I wasn't going out to dinner. I wasn't eating healthy. Like, Tom Brady's doing everything right. Everything. He looks young. Of course, Tom Brady is a better quarterback now than he was when he was 24. I don't know why that's such a hot take, but you know what, Rob? It feels like a smart take from Dan Shaughnessy. I actually like it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You know, it sounds kind of hot takey when you hear it on its surface. Oh, he's better at 44 than he is at 24. Until you remember that 24 was his first year as a starter in the NFL.
There you go.
Now, he started 15 games. Excuse me, 14 games. Because he came in the second week for an injured Drew Bledsoe. He threw for under 200 yards half of those games.
No.
Okay. The first three games that he played, no touchdowns. The last five games of the regular season, two touchdowns, five interceptions. So it's not like you're really comparing apples to oranges because it is a really low bar for him to cross. Age 24, Tom Brady was not good. I don't care that he won a Super Bowl. He was not a good quarterback. He was a glorified game manager who got lucky with some suspect calls, including the tuck rule, and he benefited from having the Rams' defensive play calls. You know, I know people don't want to say that out loud, but it's true. If you ask anybody on that Rams' greatest show on turf roster, they'll tell you that the New England Patriots cheated their way to that Super Bowl.
Oh, jeez.
But, you know, it's just got to keep 100, man. Keep it a buck. But let me just say this about Tom Brady. Now, Dan Shaughnessy, you mentioned, had a very good column about it. Dan's a great guy. And he's not the only one who's putting out commentary like this. ESPN does a weekly overreaction column that they put out on every Monday following the Sunday games. And they ask, or they put this bold take out there, and they say, is this overreaction or underreaction? So you might say, hey, is Derek Carr an MVP candidate? Overreaction, underreaction, whatever. They put out for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Tom Brady is going to have the greatest season of his career. Not an overreaction. And they go on to explain why, that he's currently on pace to shatter the touchdown record, to throw for over 5,000 yards. It's the most loaded roster he's ever had. And that's all true. But to your point, nowadays, everybody's breaking touchdown and passing records. The numbers are more inflated than they've ever been. If you want to compare Tom Brady 2021 and the number he's putting up versus 2013, what Peyton Manning did when he had the 55 touchdown passes, or Dan Marino back in the day, it's not even close. The way the game is played today, the way it's officiated, the way that it's coached is completely different. So anytime I hear these, you know, this is going to be the greatest offensive season ever. You know, look at what this guy's doing. Look at what this guy's doing. Well, yeah, you got to put some context behind it. That's number one. Number two, for all the talk about how great Tom Brady is and how fantastic he's been in this stretch, it's not to say he's been played bad. He's played fine. But if you ever want to...
I would say a little better than fine.
No, let me. I got some numbers that'll change your perspective, okay? If you just look at who Tom Brady faced, go back to last year, 2020. When he played the good teams, the teams over 500, you know what his touchdown interception ratio was?
I do not.
14 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Okay?
Okay.
When Tom Brady plays the also-rans, anyone under 500, 26 touchdowns, 3 picks. But it gets worse, okay? If you take out the Raiders and the Bears, who both finished exactly at 8-8, neither one of those teams was any good. But if you say, okay, it's only got to be teams that were above 500, what's Tom Brady doing then? 9 touchdowns,
probably shredding them. Yeah.
9 picks, 60% completion percentage. Tom Brady is fooling y'all.
Oh,
apologies to Dan Shaughnessy. Apologies to whoever wrote this at ESPN. I'm sure that they're smart fellas, and I'm sure that they have good people and they got good families, everything like that. But if we don't look at things with the magnifying glass, if we don't take things in context, you're going to be left with these super hot takes that as soon as anybody does any kind of digging, as soon as anybody questions it even a little bit, you see that it's a house of cards waiting to fall over.
Okay, hold on. Let me chat. I'll push back. So if you look at leaving New England, arriving in Tampa, new coach, new system, new city, after spending 20 years in New England, toss in COVID and no offseason and no preseason, would you not argue what he did last year was borderline incredible at the age of 43?
No.
What?
What? Look, I know that...
You don't think that was a challenge?
Was it a challenge? Yeah, but it wasn't like he, you know, rebuilt the Eiffel Tower, you know? I mean...
Wait a minute. He took a team that could not sniff the playoffs for a decade.
Again,
and they won
take
the
context.
Bowl.
If Jameis Winston isn't the first 30-30 player in NFL history, you don't think Tampa Bay is 11-5 in 2019? 10-6 at worst?
So that's quite a leap. Were they game below 500 and all of a sudden... Yeah, if Jameis Winston doesn't throw 20 interceptions.
30. Don't shortchange him of extra 10, man.
They win five more games.
He had a historical season.
Guess what? If Bill Belichick gets Tom Brady some weapons and doesn't treat him like dog shit, then he probably stays in New England and the dynasty continues.
That's fair.
And they figure it out.
That's fair.
But no, he goes to Tampa and wins a Super Bowl. Like, I don't know that we're ever going to see anything like this again, Rob. I mean... All I've been hearing for the last 4 years out of one of these guys on Odd Couple that's not named Chris Broussard is, oh, he's going to fall off a cliff. Every year, somebody falls off a cliff when they hit 40, when they hit 41, then it's 42, then it's 40. Like, what are we going to do? We're just going to do the same thing every year? And Brady doesn't fall off a cliff? Like, he is essentially rewriting the record books for the position and age of quarterback and 44 years old. Nobody's done this. Nobody's sniffed this. I'm shocked that you're not giving him props.
No, I mean, look, Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback, the most accomplished quarterback in NFL history. What he is doing is to be commended. But let's not go out of our way to ball wash him, okay? Like, he's done enough in his career.
Well, I don't like to ball wash anybody.
He's done enough throughout his career. He's accomplished enough where we don't have to shower him with all of this praise without taking things into context. Like, if Aaron Rodgers wants to play until he's 45, what kind of numbers do you think he's going to be putting up?
Oh, that's a great question, because I just pulled up Aaron Rodgers. He's 37. He turns 38 in December. Aaron Rodgers steps to the podium, and you're like, geez, what's this guy on, like a three-day bender? I mean, is he taking care of himself? He looks like he's been chain-smoking cigarettes and going to rock concerts. Now, he still played football very well on Monday night. Yay, against the dog shit Detroit Lions.
And you're over here getting excited about what Tom Brady did to the Falcons.
Hold on. What did he do against the very average New Orleans Saints? He shit his pants. He did nothing.
Yep.
So, I mean, you know, we can parse, Tom Brady threw two interceptions against the Saints in the playoffs. Okay. He also beat Aaron Rodgers head-to-head with a clutch throw at the end of the half, whereas Aaron Rodgers was not clutch at the end of the game.
You notice that no one ever brings up the second half of that game because Tom Brady
was not great
in
the second half, but
he threw three interceptions in the second half.
And Aaron Rodgers and his coach could not get in the end zone in the final minute. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you don't want to blame Rodgers for that. That's fine. But Tom Brady in the Super Bowl, I know. Well, we defend Patrick Mahomes. He had no offensive line. It is weird how... And I'm not pinning this on you, Rob, but we love to make these elaborate defenses for everybody, but all we do is puncture at Brady. And again, I'm not even a huge Tom Brady fan. I've told the story on this pod many times. I've interviewed him twice, once at a Victoria's Secret party. Couldn't have been a nicer guy.
Favorite story.
Minor flex on my part. And Brady, listen, he was a great guy, but that was just 16 years ago, maybe. Maybe 17. And I look back and I'm like, man, we should not be doing any tearing down. This is what we do in the media. We love to build up and tear down. Oh, gosh, Justin Herbert's so good. Just wait. Two-game stretch. Oh, Justin Herbert's garbage. Tua. Tank for Tua. Tank for Tua. Oh, jeez. Tua. Guys, trash. Garbage. He's nothing. Josh Allen last year. Josh Allen. Oh, my gosh. Quantum Leap MVP. Josh Allen, 58% completions. Get that bum out of here. This is what we love to do. We love to build up and tear down. I'm going to try to do better. And I'll tell you right now, I'm just not going to bash Brady. I'm not. If he has a bad game, he has a bad game. So what? He's 44. He's got like a built-in excuse every single time. He's 44. Nobody's ever been here before at 44. You know, he's got ridiculous weapons. I mean, who was it? I think he had 2 touchdowns to Gronk early. Then he just keep going to Mike Evans. And next week, it'll be Godwin. And then the week after that, it'll be whatever tiny white slot receiver they got. And then it'll be Fournette. Like, they're just built awesome. And I guarantee you this, Rob. If Brady's not there, and who's the backup? Is that kid from Florida, Kyle Trask? I don't know if he's the backup, but whoever the backup is, they go from Super Bowl and Super Bowl odds to 6-11, 7-10, like 500-ish, back to Jameis Winston, who, by the way, I believe was a number one overall pick. I don't know. I hope it doesn't sound like I'm bashing Rob. I'm not. I feel like defending Tom Brady today.
Yeah, I don't know why you would ever want to defend Tom Brady. I mean, the guy has enough going on in his life that you don't need people like Jason McIntyre to say, hey, you guys are throwing too many stones at Tom Brady. You know, the multimillionaire who's dating a Brazilian supermodel who has 7 Super Bowl championships. Yeah, you know, he really needs people to defend his legacy and his honor.
Yeah, I know. He definitely does. All right, we will be back tomorrow. We got a good guest lined up. You guys either will love him or you love to hate him. You know him well. I've known him for, I don't know, 15 years. Interesting character. NFL, sports, gambling. We'll talk to you tomorrow.